Have a passage of scripture this morning from Titus. And hopefully this morning's lesson encourages us. When we hear the word special, we think of ourselves. Special people. Did you get up in the morning this morning and look in that mirror and say, I'm special? Somebody asked me this morning and thought, would you look in the mirror and see you ugly this morning? No, I didn't. But I didn't see special either. Today's the day of the Super Bowl. So let me ask, how many people are rooting for the Chiefs? How many are rooting for the Patriots? The 49ers. 49ers. How many of us really don't care? It's okay. See? Look at that. For those of you sitting up front, there's a 6 or 8. The Chiefs, 2 or 3 for the 49ers. And 30-some. They don't care. Well, if I was to tell you that you're in a special people bowl, okay, a special bowl, and there's a people that are on one side and one people on this side of the team, and then there's a people in the middle that just don't care who wins. And I plead with us this morning not to be on that team. That's on the wrong team. Or to be amongst the people that don't care. That's what Satan wants us to be, on the fence. Not to choose to be a special people. We're going to look at what special people are. Yeah, when you think of it, isn't that special? Isn't that on Saturday Night Live? The lady kept saying that. Isn't that special? Dan Carvey. Special. Church lady, wasn't it? Just bring that back. Folks, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's good to be special. It's good to be a special people. It's great. God has said, he said that to the Jews. We're going to look at an Old Testament passage this morning. That these people are special. And you know, one of the reasons why we're special is because we got the Savior. And he's with us all the time. His arms around us. His hands are out for us. And he loves us and he's guiding for us and he cares for us. And let me ask everybody, how many angels do you have protecting you this morning? Brother Tony, how many angels you got protecting you, you know? Don't have any idea, do you? But you walk by faith and you know God's going to provide something. Whether it's one or none, or 1,000, or 10,000 angels. He loves us and cares for us. He makes us special. And he's special to us because we've chosen him and put him as our Lord and Savior. Now, the world wants us to think you are special and you're a little crazy. And yeah, we are. We're all crazy. We just admit it. Crazy for Jesus. We know what the truth is. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Now let me ask you this. If God's word says God's grace has appeared to all men, then how come we say, what if? What about? Was I talking to you, Sister Kelly, my wife, or Lucas, about us questioning people's opportunity? I think it was Lucas and I talking on the way back and forth to South Bend. Friday night. We question whether people have an opportunity to hear the gospel or not and what they do with it. And I told Lucas, I believe that God loves, it says and it's written, God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son. And that every single person that walks the face of the earth, according to God, has an opportunity to serve him and to come to him. And for us to say, what about this person? Or what about this person? Or I don't think this person ever heard that. All you're trying to do is self-justify yourself not to be a special person, not to be chosen, not to commit your life to Jesus. You're making an excuse why God might not be righteous, why He may not be the way, the truth, and the life. But that's not true. God's grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. You know, this was written 2,000 years ago. And it fits because it's God's truth right into our... You know what? We think today, if you can live soberly, you're doing a good job. But God's word goes beyond that. It says, righteously and godly. Soberly is just a small one part of it. And how do we live righteously and godly? By continuing to focus on Jesus, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from everything that we do. That, because we are a special people, zealous for good works. Simple question by reading this passage. Are we zealous for good works? Do we care about serving God and doing things that are right in His sight? Do we care about those around us? Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Don't no one despise you. Does that mean we should all give up everything we're doing and stand on the corner with our Bibles and shake and point at everybody that drives by? Sometimes in our minds, that's what we think a special people is. Special people, somebody's giving their heart to God no matter where they're at. Whether they're at work or school or play. Or tired. I won't say retired. Tired. We think God's word says we need to plant and water, and God gives the increase. Special people should always be watered and always planted. Let me ask you this. I heard this on a lesson on the way up here this morning, and I want to share it with you. I'll use Brother Bill. He don't mind. He's a brother. Brother Bill, I'm going to go buy a truckload of seed, and I'm going to ask you to plant that seed next week. Would you want to plant that seed next week? Corn? No. Why not? I gave it to you for free. I'll even pay for the fuel. Would you go plant it and then? Why not? Why wouldn't Brother Bill plant seed next week, corn seed? It's not the season. It's not going to grow. Sometimes in our lives, that's what we do. I want to put a kernel of corn in your mouth so it's growing. Not saying we should. I'm just saying, brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to walk away and shake the sand off our feet. We have a hard time doing that to people. Because they choose not to be a special people. They want to be part of the world. That's the reality of it. They said no to Jesus. And that hurts. It even hurts Him more than it hurts us. But it hurts when we got loved ones and friends and co-workers and family and neighbors that don't want to be part of special people. The special bowl. In the Old Testament, it is written in Deuteronomy, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in His ways and keep His statutes, His commandments, and His judgments, and that you will obey His voice. Also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be His special people.
just as he promised you, that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken. Obviously, this is talking at this point in time, God calls children of Israel his special people. But why does he call them his special people? One, because he loves them. Does God love us? Yes. But what else does he say about all of these things? Does God say, he says, observe these statutes and judgments. Be careful, your heart and your soul. You proclaim, you walk and keep his statutes. You obey his voice. That's how we become and continue to be his special people in our lives today. So as we studied this morning in our lesson, in our Bible study lesson, people, even though Peter was a special person, chosen by God to do wonderful things for him, he suffered some crazy stuff. He went through hardships. Folks, sometimes in our lives, I think that we want a Hollywood life. Okay? We want a television life. We want a life where there are no hardships. We want a life where we don't have to struggle. We want a life. That's what eternal life is. That's why we're a special people. We get that life after we leave here. Special people don't get that life. They're done. Which should even make us more joyful. More joyful. Now the world wants us to think that everybody's special. And everybody's okay. And God loves everybody. God does love everybody. But there are constraints. Let's talk about the Super Bowl again this morning. What kind of constraints do those teams go through to make it to where they are at right now? Super Bowl. How many of them played Little League football? Most of them. How many of them played high school football? Most of them, not all of them. There's a couple exceptions. How many of them played college ball? All of them. Every single guy, is there 50-some on each team? I don't know. 53 on each team? 106 guys get to play today in the Super Bowl. How many hours do you think, in order to be as good as they are and to be where they're at, do you think that they've spent thousands of hours? You can use that general term, 10,000 hours or something, and then it typically you're good at it, or you might even be considered an expert. These guys have spent well over that. So we want to, that's how it works. That's how it works. How long have you been a Christian? The minute we say, Jesus, I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. You're a special person, part of that special team. You don't have to wait 10,000 hours or 100,000 hours. You don't have to go to all that schooling. All you have to do is continue to open your heart. Continue to say, I want to love, I want to forgive, I want peace and joy and happiness that you bring to me. I'm going to follow you. And that's what God has said all through the history of mankind. I just want your hearts. I just want you to do what's right. Special people believe that God's word is what's right. That's the difference between us and those that aren't. They don't believe it. They can say it. They can quote it. They can use it to their benefit. But if their heart's not right and they're not following, the reason why we are God's special people now instead of those other groups of people that claim to be God's special people is the same thing here that God says. Today, you've proclaimed me and walk in my ways and statutes. This is the other passage. There's three passages that talks about special people in the Bible. We're looking at all three of them this morning. Two New Testament, one Old Testament. This is the other. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." It's unique. God doesn't say 10,000 hours. He doesn't say you have to be born of this family or that family. Doesn't matter what Ancestry.com says you are. I'll tell you a crazy story. My mom fooled me. I maybe already told you this. I don't know. I tell so many stories now. I'm getting old. I've told people the same story multiple times in a row. My mom told me that I was Native American. I had Native American. For years and years, and I've told people for my whole life. How much are you? I don't know, but I think I'm about this much. Well, with all last year's episodes of paternity and Ancestry.com and DNA, all my ethnicity, is that what I say? Ethnicity. My DNA says I got this much Native American. So, for years and years, I thought I was something that I'm not. I could let that disappoint me. I could call people dishonest. I could pull all kinds of thoughts and things out. And now I know exactly according to DNA where I'm from. It matters, because I'm special. I'm a special person for Jesus. Don't get me wrong. It's neat to know where I'm from. It's neat to know my heritage. It's neat to look that stuff up. I'm intrigued by it. I went back 4 or 5 generations and found out, people. The most important thing that I am a special person of God. That's for us the most important thing. We're going to live forever. We are going to live. I'm elated. I remind myself, this ain't it. This ain't heaven on earth. There's all kinds of special promises for us. We're in the special bowl. We're on that team.
And I plead with us this morning, okay, to make sure we're on the right team, not to be the undecided. I don't care who wins. I care that I'm going to live forever. I care that I'm following Jesus. I care that my heart is right with God. I pray that we all feel that way. Tough thing is, it's tough to accept that some people are not special to me. People we love, people we care about, that's going to happen. It happened to Jesus, it happened to the apostles. But don't let that be a deterrent not to continue in Him. And in closing this morning, special people,
we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. We should be His own special people. Commit our lives to Him. Be zealous for good works. Speak these things. Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Be strong. Be strong in your faith. Don't let somebody else convince you something different or something incorrect about Jesus. We are careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. We have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, our God. You have tasted that the Lord is gracious. You understand what love and peace and forgiveness and mercy is all about through Jesus. Are we offered up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ? Have we opened our hearts daily to Him? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him. That's the benefit of those things. Let me tell you about Jesus, because He's made my heart right, and my heart is right. We have obtained mercy. I would like to be able to obtain mercy from my boss when it's raise time. He don't remember all the mistakes I've made. When he decides to say, "Don, you're worth this year," to me. I would like to be able to obtain mercy from my wife and my children and my family, because I'm not perfect. But above all, we have mercy from God. We've obtained mercy from Him through His promises. He's told us that. To believe in them and embrace in them and walk by faith. I pray this morning, if you're not part of the kingdom of heaven and committed your life to Jesus and become a special person, I plead with you to do that this morning. If you don't feel like you're special, I pray that you read these passages of Scripture and be restored and renewed and recognize that you are special now until eternity. I pray these things and ask you, if you have a need, to come forward as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.